prosecutors from California's Attorney General's office appeared in Humboldt County Court Friday morning to offer an objection on Valentine's Day to Providence St. Joseph's request to dismiss the Attorney General's case, even after agreeing to a stipulated order last year which laid out the obligations of the hospital related to providing emergency abortion care despite the religious doctrine which dictates Providence's caretaking policies. A rally organized by Humboldt Abortion Access Advocates drew a large crowd on the morning of Valentine's Day in front of the county courthouse, where Anna Nussloch was present to give an impassioned speech before she went into the court to observe the dismissal hearing in front of Judge Canning. We were able to catch up with Anna Nussloch for a brief interview before she entered the courtroom alongside prosecutors from Attorney General Rob Bonta's office.
So last year, I had a horrible miscarriage. I was pregnant with twins who I was very, very excited to be pregnant with. And I lost them in a very scary and bloody way. And I went to Providence for help, and they turned me away. They gave me a bucket and showed me the door because they refused to help me because my daughter still had heart tones. And they put my life in so much danger for their religious doctrine. And now on the other side, I was able to get the help I needed at Mad River, but women can't do that anymore. And our only option here in Humboldt County is Providence for help. And so now we're fighting. And we're fighting to ensure that Providence will provide emergency care to people without discrimination. And that includes abortion, because abortion is healthcare. UCSF, which is a very, very good hospital,
right,
was consulted, and they said that was the only option. My doctor agreed that was the only option. My doctor wanted to provide that care for me, and the hospital refused to let them. The hospital tied my doctor's hands behind their back, metaphorically, and made me suffer for their religious principles, the hospital's religious principles, not my doctor's and not mine. My doctor told me that if I tried to drive to the city, I would hemorrhage and I would die in the 5 hours it took to get there.
Yeah, we are in a rural community and this is our only option, so.
We're here today, we're standing up for all the women in our community, and I think together we can do this.
Last fall, St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka agreed to a stipulated order, a settlement of sorts, in response to the Attorney General's filing of a preliminary injunction against the hospital, essentially demanding through the authority of the court that St. Joseph comply with California's laws related to emergency health care services. The Catholic Hospital, one of many owned by Providence in California and Oregon, has since reneged on that court-ordered agreement and filed a motion to have the case dismissed instead, claiming to answer to a higher authority in court documents. We spoke with Nussloch's attorney to see what could be expected from this dismissal hearing.
My name is K.M. Bell. I am the attorney for Anna Nussloch. She came to us through her involvement with the Attorney General's case. And today we are here to attend the hearing where St. Joseph Hospital Eureka is attempting to dismiss the Attorney General's case against them for violating the California Emergency Services Law, as well as the UNRU Act by discriminating against her in their failure to provide her emergency care. This will be the hearing that the judge will consider the arguments today in determining his ruling on the hospital's motion to dismiss. But of course, we are optimistic that the court will follow the law and hold the hospital to account for its failure to provide this life-saving emergency abortion care. The Attorney General filed for what's called a preliminary injunction, which is basically a court order that governs while the case is being litigated. That hearing never took place because the hospital said we will go ahead and agree that we'll comply with the emergency services law and that we will allow our physicians to provide abortion services in medical emergencies. What's happening now is essentially an attempt to go back on that promise and say way that the hospital, whenever it decides that providing abortion services would interfere with its religious doctrine, that it doesn't have to follow the law. You know, it's been really tremendous to see the incredible amount of community support. 70 people coming through here on a cold and drizzly day in this community to really come out in support of Anna has just been very moving.
Both Bell and Nussloch felt positive and expressed confidence in the state's case against St. Joseph Health. In their request, St. Joseph asserted that, in part, the Attorney General could not prohibit a Catholic hospital from applying faith-based policies on a case-by-case basis.
I'm excited to see what the Attorney General is going to do. I truly do trust the state and that the state is going to hold Providence accountable, and Providence will be providing care for women after we're all done with this.
A written ruling is expected from the court within 90 days regarding the dismissal request from St. Joe's.
As I said, you know, really appreciate the support of the community that we've seen here today.
Yeah.
And look forward to hopefully holding the hospital accountable and ensuring that they provide emergency care in compliance with the law moving forward.
Reporting for KMUD News in Eureka, this is Ryan Hudson at Humboldt Freelance Reporting.